thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. Education Minister uploads free education as catalyst for national development. Nalumango calls for resilience, building against disasters. In international news, voters in Cameroon went to the polls on Sunday in a presidential election. And in sports, Warriors coach Michael Neal vows his side won't be tourists at AFCON. And now the news in detail. Vice President Mtali Nalumango has called for action aimed at building resilience against disasters ahead of the projected normal to above normal rainfall for the 2025 to 2026 rain season in Zambia. Mrs. Nalumango notes that above normal rainfall often results in disasters such as floods and waterborne diseases, hence the need for all stakeholders to invest in disaster risk reduction. She disclosed that according to the Global Assessment Report, about $2.3 trillion United States dollars is lost in management of disasters annually. Mrs. Nalumango has since called on the private sector to partner with the government and other stakeholders in prioritizing disaster risk reduction by ensuring investments in risk informed. The Vice President stated this during the commemoration of the International Day for Disaster Risk Reduction, which falls on the 13th of October annually. Minister of Green Economy and Environment Mike Mposha has warned officers at the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, against engaging in corrupt practices. Mr. Mposha says corrupt elements are allegedly frustrating government efforts of delivering quality services to the public. The minister says there are high levels of corruption at the agency which need to be addressed. Mr. Mposha disclosed this in Lusaka when he addressed ZEMA employees. He took a swipe at inspectors that have allegedly gone to sleep instead of embarking on their regular inspections. And Mr. Mposha also expressed displeasure that some members of the public do not comply with ZEMA rules and regulations. He observed that there is a lot of preventive pollution around which is endangering the lives of members of the public. He has since implored ZEMA's inspectorate unit to double its efforts and sensitize people on adherence. And Mr. Mposha, who paid an impromptu visit to ZEMA at 07:50 hours today, has warned workers against reporting late for work. He was disappointed to find that only a few employees had reported early for work. Education Minister Douglas Yakalima has described the introduction of free education as a transformative milestone in the country's journey towards sustainable national development. Mr. Yakalima stated that a nation's greatest asset lies in its people and reiterated the government's unwavering dedication to providing inclusive and accessible education for all. Mr. Yakalima says by providing free education, the government is investing in its citizens to become experts across various sectors, which will ultimately drive Zambia's development. He says since the launch of the free education policy in 2021, over 2.3 million children have returned to school, more than 40,000 teachers have been recruited, and school infrastructure is being expanded nationwide.
This 2.3 million, which is for free education camp, we had only four million. Now we have more than 7 to 8 million children in school. Our population is 20 million, like I said. In the next 5 years, there will be 10 million children in school, meaning that half of this country will be in school. It also tells you that half of this country is young. So how do you prepare the generation now, this young generation, in the next 20 years? Hence, we said we shall now going to do this. We will put more money in the, our education system and forget about putting money elsewhere. The priority, if we have to save a cent, it will go to education. If we have to save a pound or a dollar, and a quarter in our case, it will go to education.
And speaking on behalf of the Liberian delegation, Deputy Minister of Instruction, Amos Fully expressed appreciation for Zambia's openness and shared that Liberia is transitioning to a digital teacher database.
Over the past decade, Liberia has made significant progress in improving access to education, teacher training, and the professionalizing the teaching workforce. Recognizing that quality education depends on qualified and ethical teachers, the Ministry of Education established the Centers of Excellence for Teacher Lessons and School Accreditation. In 2011, this institution led the development and implementation of Liberia Teacher Lessons and Regulation Framework. In March 2023, the Ministry launched the National Teacher Lessons Policy, which defines the standards, procedures, and professional requirements for teacher registration, lessons, and renewal.
Meanwhile, A.B. Mubanga, Registrar of the Teaching Council of Zambia, noted that Liberia is the seventh country in recent months to benchmark with TCZ. This was when six-member delegation from Liberia paid a courtesy visit on the Minister of Education on Monday. Now, the End Malaria Council has received over 200,000 kwacha from Gadper International towards the implementation of the National Malaria Strategy. Gadper International Sales and Marketing Director Mohammed Imran states that the company is committed to contributing to the noble cause of eliminating malaria in Zambia. Speaking at a press briefing in Lusaka, Mr. Imran says the company has been actively involved in various initiatives aimed at eliminating the disease, particularly through its Protect Your Home campaign. He says the campaign is meant to empower communities across Lusaka province and beyond through providing them with the tools and knowledge needed to prevent malaria. Meanwhile, End Malaria Council Chairperson of the Communication and Advocacy Committee, Malcolm Chabala, says the council is hosting a golf tournament on 17th October 2025 at State House Golf Course, which will be graced by President Hakainde Hichilema. A social economist says as Zambia enters the final fiscal leg and last quarter of the year 2025, the economy appears well positioned to close the year on a firm footing, with key indicators suggesting that growth momentum will remain strong, inflation will continue easing, and the overall macroeconomic environment will stay relatively stable. Speaking in a statement, Kelvin Tsanga says the favorable performance of the mining sector, sustained by sustained copper prices and expanding investments in energy transition minerals such as lithium, manganese and nickel, among many others, will remain the major drive of output and export earnings. Mr. Tsanga says this momentum has been reinforced by a stable exchange rate environment and a stronger balance of payment position, underpinned by improved investor sentiment and fiscal discipline under the IMF Extended Credit Facility Program. He says the agriculture sector, which suffered setbacks from the 2024 drought, is expected to rebound as improved weather patterns, irrigation support and import access restore rural productivity. Ministry of Information and Media says the Lusaka Securities Exchange is thriving, with its all share index recently reaching 25,183,074 points, representing a remarkable 62% gain since January. Speaking in a statement, Ministry of Information and Media Director Spokesperson Henry Kapata says the impressive performance has attracted increased investor interest, boosting confidence in local companies and underscoring the economy's growth momentum. Mr. Kapata says President Hakainde Hichilema's engagement with LUSE officials to enhance participation and transparency is poised to sustain the positive trend, with expectations high for continued growth in October.
Has a big marketplace, not for groceries, but for companies. It's called the Lusaka Security Exchange, LUSE. Now, what's happening is exciting, because many Zambian companies are doing well, especially in mining, energy, and trade. Big companies like CEC and ZCCMIH have become valuable. They are now worth over $1 billion each. Because of that, the whole stock market, LUSE, has been growing faster than almost any other in the world. Let's put it this way. Zambia's Lusaka Security Exchange, LUSE, has continued to perform exceptionally well.
We take a break. Do stay tuned.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the Ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed.